Thank you very much, Chairman. Allow me to express my delegation's pleasure on seeing you chair our work. We are already aware of your diplomatic skills, and therefore we're convinced that you will ably guide this group's work. As Peter Singer recalled, the robotic revolution is the next great revolution in military affairs, comparable to the invention of gunpowder and nuclear weapons. However, this revolution will go a step further than its predecessors, because there is a change in the identity of who is using such weapons. With lethal autonomous weapons, the distinction between weapon and combatant is lost, as these emerged into one single thing. The manufacturing use of lethal autonomous weapons brings new challenges to international law, international humanitarian law, and international human rights law. From a human rights perspective, the fact that new weapons systems have the right to decide on life and death brings many challenges to the right to life, to the exercise of human dignity, the right to physical integrity, the right to a fair trial, and the right to peaceful assembly. From this ethical point of view, in decisions on the use of force, there must be a minimum level of human participation. The concept of meaningful human control is an appropriate framework to set this ethical criteria down. When it comes to applying international humanitarian law, we must stress the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attacks. We must question whether the current legal framework is sufficient to regulate the issues surrounding lethal autonomous weapons. International humanitarian law requires common sense, understanding of the intentions behind the attacks, the actions of persons rather, and understanding of the values and foresight of the direction in which events are unfolding. Decisions on life and death in armed conflicts require compassion and intuition. Despite the fact that humans are fallible, they have these qualities, whereas robots do not. Robots have limited skills in making qualitative judgments. It's true that these systems may work more accurately, more quickly than humans, but they have great restrictions in interpreting contexts and situations and in making value calculations. As regards the rules of distinction and proportionality, on distinction, the first seeks to minimize the impact of armed conflicts on civilians, to prohibit civilian objectives and indiscriminate attacks. Namely, if lethal autonomous weapon systems cannot distinguish between combatants and civilians, their use would be unlawful. We know that it's practically impossible for a robot to establish whether somebody is injured and outside of combat, or whether a soldier is currently giving themselves up. In current times, we've seen that many conflicts have become increasingly urbanized. In this type of environment, it's very difficult to distinguish who is directly participating in hostilities, which can only be achieved through proper interpretation of conduct. Therefore, the incapacity of autonomous systems to interpret intentions and emotions would be a serious obstacle to complying with the rule of distinction. The rule of proportionality means that the expectation of harm caused to civilians should be measured before the attack against the anticipated military advantage which would be gained with the operation. This rule is based on very many subjective estimations. Whether an attack complies with the rule of proportionality must be measured on a case-by-case basis. The value of an objective vis-a-vis collateral damage changes constantly during an armed conflict. Proportionality requires great discernment, common sense, and good faith. We believe it's very difficult, if not impossible, for robots to acquire these qualities. Another point that we must mention is that of responsibility. If robots cannot be held to account, who then is responsible for their decisions? The responsibility for the development, production, and deployment of lethal autonomous weapons is incumbent upon the states using them. In the case of individual responsibility, there must be an unequivocal chain of responsibility which goes hand in hand with the deployment of these armed systems. When we talk about lethal autonomous weapons, we must, of course, mention the Martins Clause. This is a recognized principle of international humanitarian law, which specifically requires the application of the principle of humanity in armed conflicts. We believe that this presupposes that the human decision to use lethal force cannot be delegated to an autonomous system. A non-human decision on the use of force is inherently arbitrary, and any death arising from it is an arbitrary deprivation of life. Trusting machines with decisions on life or death of a human being is unacceptable from an ethical, legal, and political point of view. The exercise of power entails political, institutional, and legal responsibilities, which include the responsibility for the decision of the use of lethal force. For all these reasons, my delegation would advocate for having a preventive approach. We believe it's necessary to advocate for the prohibition of the development, acquisition, trade, deployment, and use of lethal autonomous weapons. We could base our work on the experience of Protocol 4 on blinding laser weapons, where a type of weapon was prohibited before it came into existence. We believe that the CCW is the proper forum to discuss this issue, while not the only forum. Thank